Good afternoon, everybody. So as we approach the holiday of Purim, I thought it would be appropriate to continue to talk about Purim topics. And specifically, I wanted to talk today about who is eligible to lay the Megillah, who can be a Balkari for Kriyas HaMegillah. There are a lot more Minyanim for Kriyas HaMegillah than there typically are, because typically we emphasize the need for Lech Knos Kol HaYehudim. We gather everyone together, Barovam Hadras Melech. We try to pack in as many people. I think shuls in general are never more full than they are for Kriyas HaMegillah, because men, women, children, everybody comes together for Kriyas HaMegillah. And this year, we're obviously trying to keep the crowd to a minimum and social distancing and the like, so there are a lot. You need a lot more Balei Kriya, because there are a lot more. There's a lot more Megillah leanings. So the question becomes: so who's eligible to be a Bal Kore? So I actually wanted to discuss three different shailas. We're only going to do two of them. I wanted to discuss whether an Avel is allowed to do Kriyas HaMegillah, whether a Bar Mitzvah boy is allowed to do Kriyas HaMegillah, and whether an Isha can do Kriyas HaMegillah for other women. As it turns out, like 9 years ago, I already discussed a woman reading Megillah. So we're not going to do another Temen Alach HaShir on women reading Megillah. So we're going to stick with an Avel and a Bar Mitzvah boy, whether they could read the Megillah. Now, Avelim reading the Megillah has become, unfortunately, very relevant this year, as I said, not only because there are so many more Megillah readings that are going on, but also because, unfortunately, at least in many of the from communities that I'm aware of, there are many more Avelim than there have been in the past, because of the virus, which around a year ago it really started wreaking havoc, and there are a lot of people who are normally Balei Kriya that are Avelim. So what would be the problem with an Avel laying the Megillah? So there are actually three potential problems with an Avel laying the Megillah. First of all, a person is not supposed to be a Shliach Tzibor on Yom Tov when he's in Avelus. So you have a person who's in Avelus unless there's no one else like him. There's no one else of his Madrego is going to be able to be Ma'or of the Tzibor. So he's not supposed to read the Megillah. If I'm not mistaken, someone told me they were there when Rav Shechter was being Menachem Avel, the Kamenetsky family, after Rav David Kamenetsky Zecher Tzadik Levracha passed away, and I think Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg from Boca Raton was there as well, and he said to Rav Shechter, you know, our shul's going to be in trouble this year if Shimi Kamenetsky can't daven for us for Yom Noraim, because he's the best, you know. So Rav Shechter said, if he's mamish the best, then he can. Meaning, if there's no one else like him, then he can daven for Yom Noraim. And they said, it's taka no one else like him, so I think he did daven Yom Noraim, if I'm not mistaken. So that is the halacha, that if he's, but generally speaking, if there are other people that are capable, but you're just normally on some sort of rotation, then an Avel is not supposed to be a Shliach Tzibor. The second problem with an Avel laning the Megillah is that one of the brachas on the Megillah is a Shachianu, and the Avel should not be reciting a Shachianu needlessly. A third issue is that the Gemara tells us that there's no Hallel on Purim because Kriyasa Zuhelula, that the Kriyasa Megillah is the Hallel, and Avel typically does not lead Hallel, even on Rosh Chodesh. So how can an Avel read the Megillah if a Megillah is a Kiyum of Hallel? So the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tafresh Sadi Beis Sivkat and Aleph quotes from Derech HaChaim Sidur from the Nesivos that an Avel is allowed to read the Megillah, he just should not recite Shachianu. In the Tshuvas Binyan Olam, Ar Chaim Sim Lamed Hei, he says, Bistama by Kriyas HaMegillah B'tzibur, it's not a shaila about the Etzem HaKriya. There's no problem with an Avel laning the Megillah itself. Why not? Because the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Shinayin Vav in Yaradeya and the Shachav there in Sivkat and Yadalad, that on Yom Tov also an Avel is allowed to daven for the Yomad if there's no one that's Adif Minei. There's no one that's better than him. And typically by Kriyas HaMegillah, they have the best Balei Kriya laying the Megillah, those who are most expert at laning the Megillah. So if there really is no one that's better than him, so you don't have that problem of him being a shaliach tzibur on a Yom Tov on Purim. So that makes the assumption that it's like a adif minei, but that's based on circumstance. Sometimes you have a shul where it started out as a small shul. I remember when my shul started, it was a small group. We started with 12 people or something. So one of them is a balkore, happens to be an excellent balkore. But then now the shul b'liayin har is 10 times that size. So there are a lot more eligible people that are able to read that the Megillah. that Balkari moved away already, but there are a lot of, so there, and other people stepped in and are able to lay the Megillah. So we have to really assess the situation. Is he in fact someone who's better than everybody else that would be eligible to read? Now this year, because there are so many minyanim, probably he is better. Whoever it is probably better than everybody else, because they're really trying to find anyone who can read to lay the Megillah. In the Shiari Knesset HaGadolah, in his comments in the Torah, in Yerdes, in Shin Sadi Aleph, he quotes in the name of the Ma'aril that Na'aval should not be a Shliach Tzibur L'Kriyas HaMegillah, because he's not supposed to be a Shatz on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So again, as we said, circumstance depending. However, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is quoted in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos to suggest that, this isn't being a Shliach Tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can't bring a Raya from Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov is Shabbos and Yom Tov. This is Purim, and this is Kriyas HaMegillah. It's not a Shliach Tzibur. It's someone who's just laning. He doesn't think that it's at all the same as the minag of not having an Avil serve as a Shliach Tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov. This is a totally separate inyan. What about Kriyas HaZuhei Lula? Nah, he said that's not really an issue either, that it's a fulfillment of Hallel, because there are other answers in the Gemara. The Gemara says that why do we not say Hallel on Purim? Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, we're still Avadim Ta Achashverosh, right? It's not only because Kriyas HaZuhei Lula, and it's not, Kriyas HaZuhei Lula is a way of the Gemara expressing that they were never Misakin Hallel, but not that Megillah actually is Hallel, it's that there was no need to be Misakin Hallel, because it was festive enough without a Hallel through the Kriyas HaMegillah, but not that Megillah actually is the Hallel, and therefore there would not be a problem of an Avel laying the Megillah. But what do you do about the Shechianu? He's got to say a Shechianu, so the Mishabura writes that the Avel should read the Megillah, but not say the Shechianu. He should just have someone else say the Bracha of Shechianu, be motzi everybody in the Shechianu on the Megillah. However, if Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Yud Tes, in the Dvar Halacha section of Halicha Shlomo, Sivkat Yer Aleph, quotes in the name of the Gesher HaChayim that the Avil should recite Shechianu. Why? Because if he does not recite Shechianu, it's going to be a violation of Avelus Befarhesia, that everyone knows that these are the brachos that are printed over here in the in your Chumash, that are supposed to be read, that are supposed to be recited before the Megillah, and the Avil's not going to say that bracha. It's going to be extremely noticeable. That's going to be a violation of Avelus Befaresia on Purim. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafrei Sadivav Siv Dalid that you're not supposed to do Avelus on Purim, that there is no Avelus Befaresia on Purim. So refusing to recite a Shechianu would be an Avelus Befaresia. And even if you're going to say that when it comes to Adlokas Neres Chanukah, we pass in Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Shayin Aleph, Sivkat Mem Dalid, that an Avel should not light the menorah B'tzibur because you should not recite the Shechianu. That's because anybody could light the menorah. All it takes is taking a candle and touching it to the menorah. Anyone can light a Chanukiah. You don't need the Avel to be the guy to do it. So instead of having him say the Shechianu, have someone else say the Shechianu. But L'chora, if he's going to light the menorah for whatever reason, he should say the Shechianu. You don't have him not say the Shechianu. Or maybe he doesn't say the Shechianu by lighting the Neros Chanukah. Pashto says he just shouldn't be the one to light the Neros Chanukah. And then Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky points out that even if you're going to say that it's that by Chanukah he wouldn't recite the Shechianu, that's just another way of saying that he shouldn't light the candles. Meaning the Hakpada is not on the Shechianu. The Hakpada is on the Kriya. The Kriya Samegillah is a Davar Misameach. Lighting the Neros Chanukah is the Simcha Befarhesia. It's a mitzvah that involves Simcha. Shechianu is just acknowledgement of that Simcha. There's no Simcha in the Bracha of Shechianu itself. So once you're going to say he's allowed to lay in the Megillah, there's no inherent problem with the Shechianu. That's what Shmuel Kamenetsky wants to suggest in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos. So that's as far as an Avil is concerned. It's a very relevant Shaila for this year, unfortunately. The other Shaila on the opposite end of the life cycle spectrum is if you have a person who's a bar mitzvah boy. So someone becomes a bar mitzvah on Purim, very often the parents think it will be a beautiful thing if they can teach him the laning of Megillah, so that he can lane the Megillah on his bar mitzvah, and he'll have that skill for the rest of his life, and it'll be a very useful skill. He'll be able to lane for for people. You know, he'll be able to go to hospitals and lay for people and things of that nature. So it's a very wonderful skill for a bar mitzvah boy to have. But on his bar mitzvah, is he allowed to lay in the Megillah? So the question is, why not? What would be the issue of a bar mitzvah boy laying in the Megillah? So why is a bar mitzvah boy ever allowed to lay in? You say, because he's bar mitzvah. He's a gadol now. How do I know that he's a gadol? In order to be a gadol, he has to have shtei sa'aros. And no one's going to check. We don't send him to the doctor and make the doctor check to see that he has shtei sa'aros. So we rely on a chazaka, that there's a chazaka d'rava that we assume that whenever a person has reached that age, so it's a chazaka that he has shtei sa'aros. When do we rely on a chazaka, though? So a number of poskim say only for dinim d'rabanan do you rely on a chazaka. That's why many shuls do not allow bar mitzvah boy to lay in parsha zachar, because kriyas parsha zachar is d'araisa. So what's the Megillah? Is the Megillah a din d'rabanan, a mitzvah mid'rabanan, or is the Megillah more than a mitzvah mid'rabanan? So this is a major discussion in poskim. What exactly the status of Megillah is. Rabbi Yehuda writes that Megillah is midrabanan. That's kriyas Megillah belayla, but kriyas Megillah biyom is more than a midrabanan. It is midivrei Kabbalah that yam elin niskarim v'naasim. Niskarim is al yidei Megillah that we're supposed to lay in the Megillah on Purim is actually in the Megillah itself that we're supposed to lay in the Megillah on Purim, and therefore it's a din midivrei Kabbalah. Midivrei Kabbalah is a little more than din drabanan. So if we're only going to rely on a chazaka for din midrabanan, but not for anything that's more than a din d'rabanan, then maybe a katan should not read the Megillah, at least at daytime reading. Maybe at nighttime reading is different, because maybe at nighttime reading, it's only a din midrabanan. However, some poskim suggest that even at nighttime, it's a din midivrei Kabbalah, that even at nighttime, it's not going to be considered... It's not considered Drabanan. It's also considered different Kabbalah. Turi Evan and Megillah Davdal Raman Aleph says that Megillah Belayla is only Drabanan. That only Megillah Biyom is Mufurish in the pasuk Hayam Ha'elan Iskarin Vinasim. And that's what the Shari Tshuva and Tafresh Pei Zayin Sifkat Aleph writes in the name of the Nedi Behuda as well. Shari Tzion and Tafresh Sadi Sifkat Mem Aleph quotes the same from the Yeshuas Yaakov. And that's what the Shari Tzion seems to paskin Ladina in the Das Torah. The Marsham and Tafresh Pei Zayin understands Tosos and Megillah that way as well, that the Persuminisa, the Iker Persuminisa is the Megillah Biyom. However, the Prima Gadim disagrees with all of those Achronim. And in Eshel Avram Tavrish Sadi Beisiv Kan Beis, he says that Kriyas Halayla is derived from a Kalvachomer from Halal on Pesach. That may Avdus L'Cheiris Omrim Shira Mimisa L'Chayim Lo Kol Shekein. And the Binyan Shlomo says that Kalvachomer is a Kalvachomer Mida Oraisa. Kalvachomer is one of the Mida Shatar Drashban. So if that's the case, the Kriyas HaMegillah Biyom is going to be... Belilah, rather, is going to be min ha-Torah. So, and there are other poskim that suggest this way as well. Ooh, so if there's even a possibility that Kriyas HaMegillah Belilah is min ha-Torah, maybe it's better that a bar mitzvah boy shouldn't lay in it, because you don't want to rely on a chazaka for something that is min ha-Torah. Now, it's interesting, though, because the Prima Gadim in the Psicha Kolelas in Chelek Aleph, Os Yud Ches, says that Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos is also midivrei Kabbalah. He understands Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos is midivrei Kabbalah. We have bar mitzvah boys laying Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos also, and not only we, the Prima Gadim himself in Resh Pei Beis, the Mishpat Zav, Sivkan Vav, says that a bar mitzvah boy, we rely on the chazaka, and he's allowed to lay on Shabbos. But if you're going to tell me that anything that's more than a drabanan, you can't rely on the chazaka, you're not allowed to have a bar mitzvah boy lay, so what would be the problem over here? So why would the Prima Gadim allow it? So if you look in Prima Gadim, Resh Pei Beis, Mishpat Zav, Sivkan Vav, it seems that he's a little masupik about that issue. He's not certain that it's midivrei Kabbalah, that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos and Midivrei Kabbalah. Pashtus is that the mitzvah midrabanan, maybe a very old mitzvah midrabanan, maybe a takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu was a rabbi also, so that's a din midrabanan. I mean, that wasn't something that he got min haTorah. It was not a halach l'Moshe Misinai. It was not a din in the Torah itself. So that's why there are a number of kihilos that probably would allow. There are three possibilities over here. There are those that would allow bar mitzvah boy to lay in anything, because even Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos is Midivrei Kabbalah. So why should Megillah be any different? So night, day, the bar mitzvah boy could lay. There are those that will not allow bar mitzvah boy to lay in Megillah at all, neither at night nor at day, because maybe they're both midivrei Kabbalah, and maybe you can't rely on the chazaka for divrei Kabbalah. And then there are those that will split. That will say kriyas haMegillah belayla we paskin the Torah Evan and the Biyuda is midrabanan, and for a drabanan you can rely on the chazaka, but kriyas haMegillah biyom is midivrei Kabbalah, and for a divrei Kabbalah we don't want to rely on the chazaka. In the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, he quotes quotes Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, said that a bar mitzvah boy that you don't know that has shtei saros, I mean, if he has a beard, you don't have to worry about it, but if the bar mitzvah boy, you don't know if he has shtei saros, he should not be the Baal Korei for Kriyas HaMegillah, lo b'yom v'lo b'layla. He takes the more machmir approach on this to say that he should not be a Baal Korei at all, but you could see reasonable poskim suggest any of those three possibilities. So again, long story short, an avel, if he's the best available person to lay in the Megillah, should lay in the Megillah? Should he recite a Shechianu? That's machlokas between the Mishnah Brura and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I think the practice probably will be that he will recite the Shechianu. And when it comes to Bar Mitzvah boy, three possibilities. And if you want to do it in a shul, the local Orthodox rabbi is going to have to make the call. He's going to have to give the psak halacha as to what to do in that situation. I think I was asked the shaila once. I think we once had it in my shul. I think I was asked Shiloh once and I allowed it at night but not by day. I thought that was the most reasonable. I always assumed we passed like that to Re'evan and then the Yehuda, that it's Midrabanan at night. Usually he doesn't want to do it day anyway. He only really cares about doing it at night. That's when everyone thinks that's the more important one, because that's the anticipation is very high, but it's not. Chayav Adam L'Krosa B'Layla V'Lishnosa B'Yom, the Achronim Armadayik V'Lishnosa B'Yom, that's the Yikr. The Yikr is really B'Yom, that the night is just like a practice run in order to get one for the day. That's the Bnei Akfarim that didn't have a Kriyas HaMegillah. The Rishonim say, the Ran says, that they just didn't do Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla. They weren't yet in town to do when they would be Maktim L'Yom HaKnisa. They only read during the day. They didn't even do Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla. Okay, but that's as far as the Avel and the Katan. Everyone have a wonderful day.